Now, 30,000 members of the Brazilian community in Ireland have signed a petition calling for direct flights between Ireland and the South American country. The Department of Transport said it's open to negotiating a bilateral air service agreement between the two countries. And the Brazilian ambassador to Ireland says it could open up Ireland to other South American countries. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari has this report.
So we have to go either to France, Amsterdam, Spain, Germany or Portugal.
And I heard of people spending 3 days in random corners of the world to get to Brazil.
In Tia Maria, Brazilian restaurant in Dublin's north inner city, diners explain the difficulties Brazilians encounter travelling to and from Ireland because there's no direct connection between the two countries.
My name is Gaudier. I'm a Brazilian, been in Ireland for 2 years. I work with music and at the airports. It's very difficult for us to be able to only see our relatives and our families once a year at most, due to the price, due to the exhaustion of the trip. It's definitely pretty inconvenient.
The last census recorded 27,000 Brazilians living in Ireland, but research by the Brazilian embassy suggests the real figure is closer to 60,000. Since the 1990s, Brazilians have come here in large numbers to study and work. Now 30,000 people have signed a petition calling for a direct air connection between Ireland and Brazil. Fernanda Ortero from the group Casa Brazil started the petition.
We have a huge Brazilian community living in Ireland, and these people have family. So if their family wants to come and visit them, of course we are talking about older or elderly people, not so young, that don't have the language to just go in whatever country's border and explain they are traveling. And this makes some, like, it's difficult for them to come because we are asked in every border, in everywhere, especially now we are living these crazy times about migrant community. Migrants are targets everywhere now. And of course, it's so stressful.
Dublin Airport says there's an appetite among carriers to service this route, but that the passenger cap and the lack of a bilateral agreement are the main barriers.
Sarah Ryan, Director of Communications, DA. We know there's huge demand for it. The data shows about 140,000 passengers connected through Dublin Airport onto other routes going to Brazil last year. That's up 20% versus about 2019. So we've seen that growing demand over the years. So we are up for it. There are two challenges right now. We need a bilateral agreement between the two countries. The other challenge is obviously the cap. If an airline is to come into Ireland and start to offer that direct Brazil route, they need to have certainty.
The Department of Transport says Ireland and Brazil don't currently have a bilateral air service agreement, but that if carriers are interested in providing services, it would be happy to engage with Brazilian authorities with a view to negotiating such an agreement. That's a statement welcomed by Brazil's ambassador to Ireland, who says such a route could give Ireland greater connection with other South American countries and a growing Brazilian economy.
Flávio Raimundo Macieira, Brazilian ambassador to Ireland. Of course, it's possible to go to Brazil from Ireland. It's not a difficult trip, but it is more annoying if you have to change plane in some place. And if you have a direct flight to Brazil, you can have there more facility to go to other Latin American countries, the other cities in Brazil. There is a new cycle in the Brazilian economy, and we are expect for much more inversion and presence of companies. So the market is there.
For Fernanda, direct flights to Brazil would enable her to show her parents and grandmother the place she and her family have now settled.
This is home. Like, we want to go from home to home. To us, it means a lot because we want to bring the people we love to see the country we love as well. This would be very good.
And Fernanda Ortera ending that report by Samantha Librari.